The World Food Prize citation lauds Jo Luck for her leadership of Heifer International, which it describes as one of the premier hunger-fighting nonprofit organizations anywhere in the world. Heifer International begins helping people out of poverty and hunger with gifts of livestock. Along with the gift comes extensive training in how to raise the animals and lead the community. The animals provide food as well as income, and recipients then pass on the animals' offspring to other members of the community. Jo Luck says passing on the gift is the most important part of Heifer's work.
People pass on their gifts of not just animal. They pass on those gifts of training and leadership. We've seen cases where we've been gone 5 and 10 years and we go back and they've developed roads and built schools and they have other communities receiving the animals and the training. You just give them those resources, that training and opportunity, and you can't hold them back.
As examples of this impact, Jo Luck tells the story of a Chinese man who received a set of rabbits from Heifer and went on to become a millionaire and helped bring water and schools to his village. And she describes the case of a woman born in a poor village in Zimbabwe who went on to earn a doctorate degree in the United States. Jo Luck says her success was funded in part from income her aunt earned from a milk goat she received from Heifer.
That's what a goat did. That's one example. The animal is only the catalyst. That's the beginning of many other things that follow.
While Heifer works to bring opportunities to women, Jo Luck says it's important to respect the local culture. She describes working with the Maasai in East Africa. The women tended the livestock, but the men managed the income. When she suggested the women should receive training in animal husbandry from Heifer, Jo Luck says the chief initially said no.
And I said, well, I would never disrespect your culture. I'm a guest in your home. But I do think you could triple the liters of milk. I do think you could double the offspring. And we began to talk economics. In about a month or so, he decided to try it. And the women were so successful so that the men have been empowering them and joining them in partnership.
Sharing this year's World Food Prize with Heifer's Jo Luck is David Beckman, president of Bread for the World. The prize committee cited the impact Beckman's leadership of the nonprofit group has had on U.S. policies fighting global hunger and poverty. Bread for the World's highly successful grassroots lobbying campaigns recruit hundreds of thousands of people from churches across the United States. They call, write, and visit their members of Congress to support policies that help the poor. The World Food Prize citation credits these efforts over the past decade for quadrupling U.S. aid to Africa and more than doubling aid to needy families in the United States. Beckman points to the tripling of U.S. global development assistance to $22 billion this year as one of the organization's biggest successes.
I think that wouldn't have happened without the advocacy of hundreds of thousands of people and churches that are part of Bread for the World and that keep the pressure on their members of Congress.
Beckman is a Lutheran pastor and economist who spent 15 years with the World Bank before joining Bread for the World. He also has worked with groups of many other faiths and non-denominational organizations to support policies that end poverty and hunger.
People have different ideas about God, but if a mother can't feed her children, and 5 or 10 years later she can feed those kids and they're in school, that clearly, by anybody's religion, is something sacred and wonderful.
The World Food Prize Committee said that in choosing Bread for the World's David Beckman and Heifer International's Jo Luck to receive the $250,000 prize, it was recognizing the critical work that non-governmental organizations do to fight hunger worldwide. The World Food Prize was established 25 years ago by the late Norman Borlaug. The American plant scientist won the 1970 Nobel Peace Prize for his work breeding new varieties of crops that dramatically increased wheat and rice production. Borlaug's work is credited with ushering in the so-called Green Revolution in agriculture and averting famine in Asia in the 1960s. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.